USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Overnight in Colorado Springs, a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub left at least 5 people dead and 18 injured. In a statement posted online, Club Q said heroic customers subdued the gunman and called the incident a hate attack. Equality Federation Executive Director Fran Hutchins says,
"Not shocked. We've seen a number of articles in mainstream publications, you know, questioning trans folks' ability to receive medical care. We've seen laws filed by Republican legislators in states across the country that would criminalize drag performances."
Governor Ron DeSantis did not express any election denier theories during his time at the podium during the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday night, but he did suggest how other states run their electoral process. DeSantis said he juggled the downgraded Storm Nicole and Election Day in the same week.
"By Saturday afternoon, all the roads had been repaired. And a lot of these states are still haven't finished counting their votes from the election. What kind of a system is that?"
The snow is still falling in the greater Buffalo area, setting a new state record for the largest snowfall in a 24-hour period. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars Saturday night saying the snow is now officially taller than the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
77 inches. A grand total of 6 feet, 5 inches, the same height as Josh Allen.
The GOP should work on abolishing racism. That's the word from Florida Senator Rick Scott, himself a Republican. Senator Scott is in Las Vegas for a Republican Jewish Coalition leadership event and spoke with reporters afterwards saying there's a lot of room for improvement.
"I think we got to get out of asking people the color of their skin. We got to judge them based on their character. We're all American citizens. We should have the same opportunities. I think that's what we ought to be talking about."
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tyson Foods says that there's a little something extra in their ground beef, and it's not A1.
Tyson Fresh Meats has recalled about 93,697 pounds of raw ground beef products, saying it may be contaminated with, quote, extraneous materials. This was announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The affected ground beef was produced and shipped to retail locations in Texas, including HEB grocery stores. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illnesses from the recalled beef. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Ticketmaster formally apologized to Taylor Swift and her fans after a chaotic The Eras Tour ticket rollout. Ticketmaster, owned by Live Nation Entertainment, tweeted the apology Friday after an embattled week with Swifties. The company faced backlash after Swifties attempted to buy tickets to the singer's upcoming Eras Tour pre-sale, but encountered long lines and system crashes. Ticketmaster's apologetic stance came after Swift lambasted the debacle on social media Friday. Here's the call on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network as Kenny McIntosh runs 9 yards for the touchdown.
McIntosh in the backfield, two tight end formation. Bowers to the left and Washington to the right. Give it to McIntosh. Big hole, left guard. 8 yards to the end zone. Touchdown.
Number one, Georgia remains unbeaten, handing the L to Kentucky 16-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.